Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Burrell, joined here with my husband, Benny. We are grateful and blessed to be with you all on this evening as we discuss when to become one. This week, we witnessed so many expressions of love being shown to family and friends near and far during Valentine's Day, and it's wonderful. But I'm grateful that every day, I tell my husband, every day is like Valentine's Day. It's a day that we endeavor to express our love in tangible ways, but more so in ways that are pleasing unto the Lord, where God will be glorified in our acts towards each other and to man. Last week we talked about with this ring. We talked about the importance of really being a symbol for what love is, how we express it to our spouse, how God is glorified in what we do. And this week we are going to continue our conversation regarding couples and marriage, because marriage is more than just the convenient joining of a man and a woman, because it makes our bank account look good, it makes our credit score go up, it affords us the opportunity to live in a bigger home, and it's even more than I love you. It's more than that. And so we're going to talk about it this evening, when to become one. Often people enter into marriage with a mindset that they're still individuals and they don't have to share their thoughts, they don't have to share their plans, they don't have to share anything. They just come together, live under the same roof, ride in the same car every now and again on their way to somewhere, but no one is really relying on the Holy Spirit in their marriage, and that's necessary. In Genesis 1:28, the scripture reads, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it." And as my husband and I were talking some time ago, when the Holy Spirit brought it back to us just this past week, about what it really means to be fruitful and multiply. Generally, everybody thinks about it just being children, giving birth to a whole lot of babies. But there is divine origin. There is purpose. There are answers that will be revealed when two become one and operate in marriage the way God intended. So call some of your friends. Let them know we're on the air tonight. Let them know that this will be a conversation for those who are married, to bless them. For those who are married, getting ready to get married, to bless them and helping them prepare. And again, our brothers and sisters, with that which the Holy Spirit has given us. So I'm going to ask my husband if he would open us up in prayer, and then we'll begin our dialogue. Amen.
Father, we thank you for once again for the opportunity to pierce the airwaves with your message, being able to, even just as we dialogue, grab a better understanding ourselves, and we thank you for that. Continue to lead and direct us. We look to the Holy Spirit to give us the information that we need to release this evening. And again, Father, we thank you that this teaching will be fruitful and multiply, as it is said in the Word. And we are blessed and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, when we go back to that scripture in Genesis 1:28, where the Word of God tells us that we must be fruitful and multiply. And one thing that Holy Spirit had revealed to us during one of our marriage relationship seminars was about purpose and about vision and about bringing forth, how vision comes forth, how answers come forth. And again, when we talk about how men and women don't really share, what I do is mine and what you do is yours, and if it happens to meet up somewhere in the middle, so be it. But that's not going to bring about the fruit that God desires. When we enter into a godly marriage, we go into that marriage understanding that God is first. Behind God is the husband. And beside the husband is the wife. Yeah, I know some of y'all independent women be like, I did not say that I was going to submit to my husband. That was not a part of my vow. Well, if it wasn't, shame on you. Shame on you. Because if you're not willing to submit to your husband, I have to question whether you're willing to submit to God. And if you're not, now come on, if you married a man that does not submit to God, question falls back. Did God tell you to marry him, or was that your choosing? It's not a counseling night. I don't intend to counsel tonight, but I need us to understand there is significance of two becoming one and fulfilling that which God has placed us in the earth to do. Now, certainly, being fruitful and multiplying, giving birth to children, we have to keep the world populated. We have to bring forth children. I mean, it's necessary. But beyond that, when we think about God's original intent for why he placed each one of us in the earth, for what he's spoken to each one of us, for the insight and the answers that he's given each one of us. In order for that to come forth, there has to be a planting. There has to be a nurturing. Has to be a grooming. There has to be a growing in order for it to come forth. And the one thing that the Holy Spirit showed Benny and I is that I have vision. I've had vision for years, and what I had as an individual, Valerie, was working. When God first birthed the empowerment place in me, it was working, and my ministry was geared towards empowering women. But then when God blessed me and gave me to Benny, then my vision shifted based on what God had spoken to Benny. No, I didn't lose myself. No, I didn't give up on what God had given me. But I understood now that where God is taking me is bigger and broader than where I had been by myself. I hope y'all are hearing me, my sisters. Because many times we have sought after a mate for reasons that don't even include God's strategic purpose for our lives. I didn't learn all this in a day. I didn't learn all this in a year. It took me some time, and it took me having to yield myself to the leading of the Holy Spirit. It took me having to get over myself. It took me having to learn myself so that I was able to submit as God has instructed, that as a man submits to God and we submit as a wife to her husband, then God blesses our union. God allows for dominion and authority to flow through us like never before. But it's two becoming one, not you and not me, and then every now and again it's us. No, we're one. And so when we get back to vision and we get back to those things that God has spoken concerning who we are and the answers that we're to bring resolve to, the woman is needed because the woman has the womb. Go ahead, ladies, put your hand on your belly and say, I have a womb and it has purpose. Go ahead. I have a womb and it has purpose. Now, even if you've had a hysterectomy like me and I can't give birth to babies, I can still give birth to vision. I can still give birth to purpose because of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of me. I still can multiply in the earth according to that which the Holy Spirit has spoken to my husband and that seed that he plants in me. Woo-hoo! I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Y'all, I'm just making me happy all over again. But we have purpose. Imagine, and honey, you just bump me when you're ready to talk. You ready? imagine. If when Benny and I got married, that I did not want to relinquish any part of what I do with the empowerment place to Benny. What if I was like, this is mine. God gave this to me before we were even married, and I know you sent me this little whack email before we got married, and you were trying to impress me and trying to get a job at the empowerment place, not recognizing who I was and what I was doing, and you know, whatever, this is mine, and you just do you. What if I had done that? What if I had been that selfish? Because, y'all, sometimes we be like that. If God gives us something and we have something before we have our mate. We talked about this too, about that's why people want prenups. That's why they want agreements, because they've been hurt and they've been let down before, and they don't understand the power of agreement in marriage, and they don't understand the power of submitting to God's plan for your life. They don't understand what it is that God wants to do through them, and they stay selfish. They want to hold on to what they have, and you hold to what you have, and never do they come together to really seek out what does God desire from us as a couple, as one. What is it that God is trying to get from us to glorify him in the earth? But I had better sense. I'm grateful. We've got several callers on the line on tonight. We thank God for each one of you. At any time, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we'll gladly bring you live. Amen. So I had better sense. I had better sense than to try to hold the rein on what I feel like belonged to me and not let my husband in. By me letting go, even, y'all know it, for those who know me, I gave up a year. Outside of doing this broadcast and prayer, I gave up doing ministry engagements and all of those things to take the time for us to really become what God intended, which meant I needed to hear his vision, I needed to hear his plans, I needed to hear his ideas and allow them to be planted in me, to be planted in my spirit so that I was able to help nourish it and grow it so that it can become what it is that God would have it to be. And from that time that we spent becoming one with each other in the Word, growing together in God, from that, when we came back out, when we had our renewal, what we call it, our relaunch, amen, when we did our relaunch, it didn't just come back as the empowerment place, a place for women, but it came back, the empowerment place, where we now speak to married couples, we speak to couples who are getting married. We do speak to the women. We speak to the men. We speak to the children. We have a mentoring program, Empower Me, for boys and men. Empowerment Place is a counseling place. It's so much more. It is so much more now than it was when it was just mine. Because I understood
I finally got it. That this is not just about you having a husband, not just about you having a sex partner that's legal. It's not just about you having someone else to pay your bills and someone to keep you warm at night and somebody that you can use as an asset when you want to and call him a liability when you want to. It was more than that. It was about me coming to an understanding that I had purpose to fulfill that was not just my own, but also of the man that God gave me to. I was a carrier now for his dreams and for his visions and even for his purpose to be made manifest in the earth. I'm going to turn it over to you now, honey. Is that okay?
I know that that seems like a lot to take in, but and as we were talking this week about this particular subject, we were talking about being fruitful. That means being innovative, being utilizing the skills, the knowledge, and things like that. Multiplying is vision, having vision and then being innovative. An airplane would have never gotten off the ground if someone didn't have vision, if someone didn't think about multiplication of the will of God. Being able to travel all over the world, they weren't thinking about themselves because they could have made a plane that was just a one-seater and just flew all over the world if they wanted to. But now you have planes that have more than one seat, and that everybody can fly, but that's innovation. So multiplying is being innovative, explaining all of those things that God would have us to do. But and then when you're talking about being fruitful, that's just using the will of God. If we're not in order, following the will of God, we cannot be, we're not being fruitful, and we're not going to be able to multiply. I was listening at a comedian today, and he was talking about how he was using dirty money, and then it went away from him. He lost all that, but now he is steadfast in doing what God has asked him to do, and he's thriving. And he says, I'm not being braggadocious or anything. I'm telling you that I have read the word. And one of the things that he said that was important, very important to me, and he says, if you read the Bible, and one of our friends, I'm trying to think of Pastor Wendy, she always says, you can't pick and choose the word. You can't, you know, just say, okay, I can use this scripture and not read the rest. And the comedian said today, you can't just get pieces of it. He says, if you're going to read the whole thing. I think it was last week, maybe week before last, that I was given a chapter. The Holy Spirit led me to read the whole chapter. Don't read part of it. Read the whole thing. That's being fruitful, just taking part in bits and pieces and not really delving into the word to read from, you know, Genesis to Revelation. We're just wasting time and we're not being fruitful. So we got to really study the word and do what thus says the Lord. The instructions have already been given us. And when we don't remember, that's when he said Holy Spirit would come in and remind us of what was being what's been said, and then we can be led to that and be able to do those things that we need to do. But you know, I see this all the time in churches. We travel to a lot of different churches. I'm talking about New York, North Carolina, just all over the place, and we see men, correct me, let me be corrected, we see women but no men a lot of times. And then they're trying to figure out how do we be fruitful when we're going in different ways, and, you know, a house divided will not stand. So one going to one church or one going to the other, they're both going to church, but there's got to be some collaboration between husband and wife in order to be able to withstand the things that we have to deal with here in the earth realm. But that's just one of the things that I want to point out, is that we must not just take part, but the whole thing, and put it together in order for it to be able to work, and thinking about being innovative, using the mind that God has given us to get the things that we need to do. And the main key that I'm gonna give you this evening, and I see it work all the time, is being obedient. That's one of the things that you'll hear me say probably 101,000 times, but it's going to be being obedient to what we would have to do. That's a part of that being fruitful. That is the thing that you will see, and you'll see manifestation of what you're trying to do, as long as the will of God. I'll just turn back over to the prophetess here. Thank you.
I like that. A part of going to aid us in becoming one is being innovative thinkers in our marriage. There's some folks that think they got all the answers. Some folks think they got all the answers, and generally they don't. It's just they think they do. But when you become one, you're going to communicate and listen. You're not going to just talk and hear, but you're going to listen. Because a lot of times we'll say, I hear you, but we're not really listening. Goes in one ear and comes out of the other. But we're going to listen as we become one. You know, when we look at the vows of marriage and basic marriages, you know, they'll say, you know, you're going to promise to be true. You're going to do this in good times and bad times, in sickness and in health, love and honor all the days of your life. You know, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. Those things. We're making this declaration. We should be making this declaration before God. And man, we should be entering into a covenant and not just doing something as a convenience. We should, as two are becoming one, have taken time to seek the Lord for guidance. And if we know that what we're about to step into is not of God, we're going to use good sense and not step into it. If it means that, God, I've got to make some changes with myself before I enter in, then my sister or my brother, do your work. Do your work first before you enter in with your stuff and then decide to try to change somebody to fit your agenda instead of the two of you working together to do that which is required by God. I look at this, and I think I was talking to a couple of my sisters about this passage and what God had revealed about the need for us as women to help our husbands in bringing forth their vision and their purpose and the things that God has given them to do. And I was sharing with one of them about how so many marriages get in trouble. When a man likes to talk or wants to talk, wife, listen. Fiance, listen. Girlfriend, listen. Because when we get impatient and don't take the time to hear
what they are saying, someone else will lend their ear. And this is on both sides, but I'm just saying, we have had a lot of vision and a lot of what God has intended to multiply in the earth be stillborn or aborted because the seed that our husband had was planted into a woman that wasn't his wife. I'm not saying he had sex with her, but I'm saying that he shared his vision. He shared his purpose, and she wanted to receive it because she had intent that did not line up with the word of God. We have to be careful, my brothers and my sisters, that we understand God's intent for marriage. We have a few more callers on the line. Praise God for each of you. Again, if you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1. And I invite my my sisters, I know that are on the line, my pastors, my prophets, my evangelists, my teachers, press 1 because I'd like to hear your thoughts concerning this that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. And the significance of the woman's womb and the man planting the seed of vision in us and the importance of us collaborating and building together and multiplying in the earth the strategy and the answers, the vision and the purpose that God has placed inside of us. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Amen. So press 1 if you will, and we'll gladly bring you live. Husband, I'll pose this question to you because many people say we're still newlywed, and we are. We're in our third year, still learning, still growing, still experiencing God in ways that we never have as individuals. How would you say, babe, that because of our willingness to share in what God has given us, the vision that he's given to us, how has this helped you, knowing that I'm willing to help you and aid you and carry what God has given you until it comes to fruition? How's that blessed you or has it?
Well, I'll just say I know that you, you know, sometimes I may not say this too. I'm gonna say this since I got ready to say it. But sometimes you beat me over the head, saying, "Hey, I relinquish." And that's just saying submitting yourselves. Ephesians 5:21 says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in fear, in the fear of God." So we know that when we're following what God has told us to do, that's, and I think that when I say you beat me over the head, not literally beat me over the head, but, you know, letting me know that you relinquish to me the authority to move forward.
Amen. Apostle Gloria Hawkins, God bless you.
To God bless you.
Thank you for joining us.
Good evening,
amen,
to everyone.
Amen.
I'd just like to say that the call tonight is truly a blessing. And to all of the women who, the statement that you made about the strong women, the independent women, I was and am one of those. But
cool.
I learned late in life that with my husband that I had to relinquish so much of myself to be able for him to be the head of my house, to be the priest in this house in order for us to come together. It makes life much easier when you're not butting heads all the time. And given, like you said, giving them an opportunity to talk and me the opportunity to listen. So that was one of the main things that, you know, helped me in my marriage is being, say, hey, I can still be a strong woman, but I need to be strong enough to support him in his vision and what God has given him in order for me to understand where he's come from and where he wants to go. So I bless God for that. And we're still growing. We've been married almost 12 years, but it's still a learning, ongoing learning process. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I heard you. I heard you loud and clear. And in process, you said I had to relinquish. You know, when we were,
yes.
That word relinquish says, I'm giving this up, but I really ain't feeling like I want to give it up.
Amen.
I'm doing this,
yes.
But God help me while I'm doing it. God help me while I'm doing this.
Yes.
Because I've been used to doing things a certain kind of way. And now I have to wonder if it's going to work. God, is this going to work because he's moving along slow and he's not asking the right questions and he's not, and Lord help us today. And you know, I'm with you. I felt at first that I would use the word relinquish, but God just told me to submit. Because if I was willing to submit and submit the way that he intended, I wouldn't have to relinquish anything.
Amen.
Because in my ability to submit, that he was making every place that would have had lack now whole. Because I was doing it according to his order. So I get exactly where I struggle with that. And I think that's why I was by myself as long as I was by myself before God blessed me and gave me to Benny. Because I would have just been a little still feisty. I still would have been a little feisty had I not had that time to actually learn the truth of who Valerie is. And the truth of what God wanted from me and my ability to know that I thought in certain instances of my life I would not be able to withstand certain temptations. But God showed me that there is no temptation that I can't give you a way of escape from if you're willing to take the escape route. And
Amen.
So I learned
Amen.
All of those things to prepare me for what God intended in marriage, that now with two becoming one, it is a blessing beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And I do have my moments, y'all. Let me be clear with you. I still have moments. And my husband might say that he have them too, but he probably have them less than me. I'm going to be real with y'all. We still have moments, but there is nothing that I can go through with my husband that I can't clear before I lay down and put my head hit my pillow and I go to sleep at night. There's nothing. And like he said, with us staying in the Word, with us being obedient to what the Holy Spirit is speaking, what the Word is stating concerning our marriage, what's constantly being revealed as we are with other kingdom couples and we're sharpening each other and we're making each other more aware of the strategies that the enemy might try to use to derail what God is building. We do all of those things because we understand that our marriage, that the two of us becoming one is our, yes, we have the empowerment place. Yes, I am God's apostle in the earth. Yes, I can prophesy. I can operate in the fivefold ministry. But first and foremost, I honor God, and behind God, I honor my husband. And being the best wife that I can be and mother to our children is my first ministry.
Amen. Amen.
It's my first ministry. Do you have something else you wanted to add, honey? Wow. Apostle Gloria, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bless God. We do have several other callers on the line. If you have a question or comment, we would that you would please come on and And we do have a few minutes before we close out. Amen. 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 Honey, you said something about being innovative. I'll pose this question to you. When so many people are becoming creative in marriage and attempting to redefine marriage, saying that everybody needs love, how do we, as we understand the significance of two becoming one and God's plan for marriage, how do you deal with those couples who are embracing love and compassion and moving the care of someone? How do you speak to those couples who endeavor to be in same-sex relationships and mirror it back to the Word of God?
I can't see how they can mirror it back to the Word of God. I know that God will forgive us for a lot of sinful things, but it says in Genesis 2:24, "There shall a man leave his mother, not her mother, but his mother, and his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." And that means they're coming together in their mind, as we were talking about. There's a deviation from the word. I would answer it this way. They need to do what that comedian said. They need to go back and they need to read the whole thing, because what they've got is bits and pieces from someone, and the world has misled them. So they need to go back, dove into the word, read it in its entirety, and not piecemeal it, and pick out the things that they would want. That's the word.
Amen. I can count on him to give me the word. Amen. Amen. There are so many things that we face in today's society that will, if you listen to what the world says, cause us to really deviate from God's plan regarding marriage. The world would have us to think that you can marry when you want. The word does tell us it's better to marry than to burn. And some people have gotten married because they just wanted to have sex. But then when the sex ain't good no more, they want a divorce and find a new sex partner. And they'll, you know, fall back on the word. Well, it's better to marry than to burn. But that's not the answer. Yeah, that's an escape route for your deviant behavior, your carnal behavior. But marriage is an institution. Marriage is about a covenant that we make before God, that we're joining together with the man that God, or the man for the women and the woman for the man that God has for us. Now, y'all, I have been married a few times before Benny and I got married. And in those marriages, I married for wrong reasons. I can admit that. I married for wrong reasons. And because of how I married, I got the outcomes that I got. Children that I gave birth to out of every relationship I was in. I'm grateful for the lessons that I learned, because they prepared me. They prepared me for the life that I live now, where I am seeing God manifest in ways I've never seen before, where I see him moving in our lives swiftly, bringing about those things that he spoke concerning us, not just me, but us. And because we continue to pray, because we continue to stay in the word, because we continue to seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, we are operating in power and dominion and authority
and benefiting from our union. When two become one, when they're being fruitful and multiplying in the earth, it's not just about their ability to birth babies, but it's about their ability to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. It's about their ability to understand what their purpose is as individuals and then coming together as husband and wife to fulfill the mandate that God has placed on the husband, who is the head, that the wife whom he's chosen, that good thing, the man that findeth a good wife, findeth a good thing, that wife that he has chosen, promise and purpose into the earth, being fruitful and multiplying, utilizing every aspect of who they are and who God has made them, that he would be glorified through their union in the earth. Amen, honey. Is there anything else that you want to add? We got a couple more minutes. No? Amen. Well, we're grateful. We're thankful for each one of you who have called on this evening. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, it will be on Facebook. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Blog Talk. We ask that you please share this teaching with other couples or singles if you think it will be a benefit to them in aiding them in having the best relationship possible. For those who need prayer, we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Amen. You can email your prayer request to empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. We ask that you take a look at our website at empowermentoasis@wordpress.com. We've got a few things written there and got contact information. If you desire to plant a seed in the ministry, you can do so through PayPal. Without harm. You don't have to worry about anybody stealing your information or anything like that. But it's a very secure way of sowing a seed in the ministry. As always, every day we encourage you to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We will be back on next Sunday with another Kingdom teaching regarding relationships. But until then, know that we love you. God bless you and be empowered. Good evening.